Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Sub. Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, I'm sorry to say it, but our offense is dictating our defense. We're not making shots, we're not getting back. I feel like we've been, you know, pretty soft.
That's Marcus Morris after the last game saying that his team is pretty soft. This morning he had this to say by Jay King on Twitter. Jay King, who covers the Celtics. Quote, "I still think we're the better team. First piece of confidence we've seen out of this team in recent days. I still think we're the better team." Also nice. This from today. Steve Bolpet just tweeted a couple of minutes ago per Mike Budenholzer. Malcolm Brogdon will be listed as probable for Game 5 tonight against the Celtics, and he is now expected to play.
Yeah, you gonna play Marcus Smart? Well, I'm going to play Brogdon.
When it rains and pours.
In your face. Maybe Kyrie can guard him because he can't guard George Hill.
Ooh, George freaking Hill.
Here he comes.
Coaching adjustment number 34.
Here he comes. You thought things were going downhill in this series, and now here comes Brogdon.
You
want
to throw Smart at me, I'll throw you Brogdon.
Malcolm Brogdon is a go.
I like it. This is working for the Bucks. Now they have to throw another piece in the mix. Maybe it'll mess them up.
Here easy they zippy go. Marcus Smart said this morning he hopes to have longer stints in tonight's game. He's going to expand his time on the floor. He's going to have more minutes, so that's good. Marcus Morris expressed today as well that the Celtics had similar breakdowns like they've had in this series in the regular season. I'd say that's accurate.
This game's going to be over by the end of the third quarter.
That is accurate.
They're going to get their doors blown off tonight.
But
and
again,
that's a sad way for it to end.
That
really
quote,
is.
Marcus Morris, I still think we're the better team. Kyrie spoke this morning as well.
How about this? Give me a I know we're the better team.
Kyrie, again, Jay King on Twitter, at Jay King, by Jay King on Twitter. He writes for The Athletic now. Kyrie's quote to his teammates, his message to his teammates, just let it fly, man, everything you've got.
Oh, that's great.
Let it fly.
Hey, Marcus, you get the shot. You take it.
Shots,
Terry,
baby.
You get it. Take it.
30 shots
Marcus,
tonight, Kyrie. Let's see it.
You know what, Baines? If you're 5 feet outside the arc, take another 5 feet back and just let it fly.
So you want Kyrie. You've stated you want Kyrie.
Yeah.
And you think the game's over by the third quarter.
Yes.
If Kyrie's a part of that, does that change your opinion in any way about Kyrie? Or
not
do you just not
36.
Expect anything of him tonight?
I expect him to be the same. Where I think he's going to score more than 30.
I'll tell you.
Lose.
The hate that Celtics fans have for this team has never made me root for them harder. Because it disgusts me the way that people are rooting against the team.
Yeah, get rid of them
it's
now.
It's crazy to me.
Really?
It drives me nuts.
Who's rooting against the team?
You missed a crossover Rich.
Did you miss the calls we took this morning, Jim?
Back in.
What was that last? What was the guy we took at the end of the 10 o'clock hour? Tonight is the night that we're on to next season.
Yep,
Let's go Celtics next season.
Let's go next year.
I hate, and trust me, I've been there a couple of times myself, where at the end of the like the Red Sox season in 2011, where I found myself rooting against the team. And that is a bad place to be as a sports fan.
It's sick.
It's messed up.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of you were there with the Celtics, and I don't think you should be.
Oh, no, that's me.
Yeah, and you're there.
Yeah, 100%.
You're there, aren't you?
Yes,
you're
absolutely.
Rooting against them.
So over it.
And
how
I don't think that they've done enough to deserve that. I don't think that the Celtics are deserving. They don't deserve you rooting against them like that. The Red Sox in 2011, they deserved people rooting against them. They were wretched in so many ways, and they had so many guys that were so easy to root against and not like. This team doesn't have that.
I'm sorry.
There's some unlikable aspects.
I'm asking Brad Stevens.
There's some unlikable aspects about them. But the amount of hate that they're getting right now, I think it's a little over the top.
I'm going to say, Coach, why should Tim McCone root for you?
I just think expectations coming into the season, the way they have just disappointed all year long. And then as soon as the playoffs started, I don't count the Pacers series. This has been wildly disappointing, especially after game 1-2. And then to see Kyrie walk off the court,
so you rip five off in a row
at the end
Listen,
of it, that's it.
I know many times as a sports radio talk show host, we get accused all the times of ripping on the teams and we hate the teams and we root against the teams. We don't. Honestly, we're very critical. I don't hardly ever root. I'm telling you, the one time I can remember rooting against the team here was the Red Sox in 2011. It's the one time I can ever remember feeling hate and rage for a team here and wishing losses upon a team.
Yeah,
that was the one time I can remember doing that. But I'm seeing it now, and I'm like, you guys are crazy. Why would you root against the team?
People realize you're 5-3 in the playoffs this year.
That the Pacers don't count. That's not a real series.
You can't negate a whole series then. Like, I sit here and I can laugh at the Hurricanes and what they've been able to go. Okay, they beat the Caps.
Marcus Morris, here's a tweet from Chris Forsberg. The tweets are sort of coming fast and furious right now.
Here we go, yep.
Marcus Morris was getting his shoes on before shoot-around when an assistant coach playfully asked him if he was ready to start shooting or if he was on vacation over there. Mook stood up, launched a three, and declared, quote, "We ain't going on vacation for another month."
Oh, snap.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Snap. Yeah. In your face.
We need the equivalent of the Bruins goal song for the Celtics. Like, is that Gino? Oh, we get the Gino music?
Give me some of that.
I need the Celtics fans that are still rooting for the team. Where are those people today? I still need those people.
I like the dance.
Please.
A little bit.
Some of that American Bandstand disco that Gino likes to dance to at the Garden, if you could.
It's like, get to the Greek, yes.
My God. Marcus Morris, emotional leader of your Boston Celtics.
That's a good place to be.
Will fill the void that Kyrie is not willing to really take on and fill himself. It's going to be Marcus Morris who's going to be that guy. And Kyrie's going to take 40 shots tonight. You're not going to be happy if they win tonight, McCone?
Did you see?
They're not going to win, Beetle.
How do you know?
They're not, because I've been watching this team all year long.
You don't even think they're capable of winning another game?
No, not tonight. Absolutely not.
Come on, they're
capable. This team all season long, whenever they face adversity, they folded. They're going to absolutely, they'll lose by at least 10 points.
Okay, but don't tell me
there's
no
adversity. They're beyond the adversity part.
The adversity's over. It's already done.
This is the most excited you've ever been in your life.
You don't think that they're capable?
No.
Like they could just show up and decide that they're going to win a game?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, they could. They absolutely.
If Kyrie hits his first three shots, the game's completely different. Kyrie comes out and hits his first three shots, this game goes completely different than the last three. It's on him.
Yeah. But what if he hangs?
Kyrie checked out at the end of game three.
Yeah. What about his new
friends
gear that he's going to be wearing today? He's probably wearing it at shoot-around this morning.
Right, sitting back with
his feet
up.
He's got the new friend shoes.
See the bottom of his feet?
Right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the action update. We'll get to your Celtics calls, and we'll talk to Brad Stevens coming up at 12:50. All of that here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
First, our introduction.
Zolak Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No, who cares? I should have shot 30.
Shoot, wait, when we call it a shooter tutor? Where's Mass? Wait, when we call it a shooter tutor? You know what would work? You know what would work for the Celtics? Seriously.
Hold on, I call Maz during the break. Should I take it on the air?
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Shh. Turn it, pipe that down, please, Jim.
Hey.
What do you got?
We're on the air, and you're on the air now, too.
Should we call Shooter Tutor?
I was calling you. Are you already in the building?
Yes, I am.
I was going to tell you to stop and maybe get some sort of air freshener because the studio smells wretched.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it smells like Zoe's feet.
Well, it's not my feet.
I really look forward to that.
Yeah, I just want to let you know ahead of time.
Bring some heat.
I'm on the air right now?
Yeah, bring me some
heat. Wait, you're on the air where?
Oh, no,
you're on the air with us. I thought you were maybe doing MLB or something.
It's like talking to an old uncle. It really is.
Yeah, yeah, we're all on the air. You're on speakerphone.
Hey, we're talking to Uncle Harry from Quincy.
Oh, that's great. I'm happy Joe's rubbing his feet all over the mic again.
Yeah, it stinks in here.
Hey,
bring
me
something
to eat.
It's the most awful it's ever been.
Bring me some food.
No, I'm shocked by that.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you in a bit.
See you, Mass.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah.
Great phone connection.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
You know what would really work for the Celtics tonight is if they all showed up in the Friends gear.
And what? Tell the world that they're friends?
They're unified. Yeah, that's our guy.
Kyrie had shirts made for them all with their names on them with Nike logos in between their letters.
Yes. And
Marcus.
In the back, too.
Oh, seriously.
Like the name in the back and then Friends on the front.
Say he showed up with them.
I'm team friends. You know, team friends tonight. Here.
Elimination game. People
team
think
friends.
I'm leaving. I don't want to leave. I love you. Here's what I did. I got shirts for everybody.
No matter what happens here tonight,
that
guys,
wear them?
No matter what happens here tonight, we're all friends. That's the message.
I think Kyrie would give them to like the veterans and then, oh, sorry, Jalen, don't have your size.
Oh, sorry, Jalen.
Sorry. Jalen, will this get over your hair? I don't know.
Does Brad Stevens get one?
Yeah. Sure.
Brad, I don't good. Know if you heard him in Cohen, but Shaughnessy was in here yesterday.
I think it's a good looking shirt.
And he said, well, we all know, you know, he doesn't like his coach. I'm like, what? Wait. We do?
Dan has these tidbits.
We all
just
know that?
Sits on.
I said, you know, I understand NBA superstars many times clash with their coach, and that's certainly possible. But they've not had any, outside of the other night, where he went over the top and complimenting
Mike Budenholzer. Yeah, he does like passive-aggressive stuff.
Yeah, there's some passive-aggressive crap. But we've not seen any outburst, right? I mean, they haven't had any real.
What was the one in Orlando?
Outward. Yeah, but there's been nothing major, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
There's been no outward, you know, issues that we've seen from either side. They've certainly not expressed it at any point. I'm like, wait, do we know that? Do we know they don't like each other or he doesn't like his coach? And he's like, well, no. Oh, I guess we don't know. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Wait, where are you getting that from? Oh, nowhere. You know, typical Shaughnessy just drops that into the conversation. We all know that. I don't know that we do know that. But he seems to believe that. 617-779-0985. Sean is in Rhode Island today. What do you think about tonight's game, Sean?
I'm hopeful. It's been tough to root for them all season long. Just in the fourth quarter, they keep folding in close games. Kyrie forces a bunch of bad shots, and he's done that throughout this series. And it's been tough to root for them, but I'm hopeful. If he can spread the ball and the team can play together like they did last season, I mean, they'd be a different team.
They've morphed into basically what the Red Sox were 2 years ago prior to winning, figuring things out and getting rid of the right guys, is that they're an unlikable team. Mm-hmm. People don't like them when things go bad.
The only game I can see where they actually came through and beat out a team was in Washington when Kyrie took over, but that's the only time I really can remember that happening in a close game in the fourth quarter. That was early in the season, too.
Well, I'm not going to be relieved that it's over. I'm not going to be happy that it's over if it is over tonight. I'm still rooting for them. I'm rooting for this thing to be extended, even if they don't win the series. Longer the series goes, it's over. I don't need them to be put out of their misery. Extend it. Win a game or two. If this were to go 7, that would be much better than it being over tonight. Wouldn't you feel better about it? That they show you something instead of just folding? I mean, all I keep hearing is, oh, they fold. What if they don't fold? What if they fight back in the series? What if they win a couple of games? And I'm not saying it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know they're capable of it. It's not like they stink. It's not like they don't have talent on their roster. Joe is in Revere. This is Zoe's guy right here.
Joe,
what do you
think? Hey, my man Zoe. How are you?
My man Joe.
Listen, if they would drive to the friggin' hoop, that's all I'm asking them to do. Drive to the hoop. They would score a bunch of points. The third quarter, when both those two guys were on the bench, they should have won the game. I don't care. They should have won last game because they had both those guys in foul trouble.
Oh, Giannis Hamilton.
And they had their chance right there.
Yep.
They had their chance, and they're taking them threes. Why do they take them threes?
19-9 run. They still went Middleton nightmare. On the bench. Yeah.
Right, exactly. It's a nightmare when they shoot them threes. And they had both of them on the bench. They should have won game four. I don't care what anyone has to say. I'll stick to my vows on that. But to be honest with you, I think they'll win tonight, and I think it goes seven. I don't care. I'm sticking with them. I stuck with them this far. I'm dying with them.
All right, Joe. Joe's not bailing on him. Joe's in. Sean in Foxborough's rooting for him tonight. Sean?
Hey, Beetle. What's up, Saul?
What's up?
We're going to have that Foxborough mentality going into this. You know, the Patriots, they counted us out going into the playoffs. I say it goes 7-2. I'm with you, Beetle. You know what? Marcus Morris is 30 for 30. It's going to happen this year. Won't be on that.
McCone is shaking his head at you, Sean. He's shaking his head at you. McCone is so negative. A negative guy that he is.
I just, like, the Patriots are, you can't look at that. When we look at the Patriots this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was from a talent perspective. We didn't think they had enough talent to win the Super Bowl, but you didn't question the heart of that team, right?
Right. Never question the team's heart. Do they have heart?
Absolutely not. Not one time thing. Have you seen it this year.
They never responded when adversity hits.
Not one time this season.
Yep. Maz is in the building already. Unbelievable.
He's doing work. He's getting prepped.
I want to say I was wrong last segment, by the way.
Why?
Based on the reaction that McCone's getting on Twitter and all over the place, a lot of people are rooting against the Celtics. You're right. Absolutely right.
Unbelievable.
I know.
I didn't think there were that many people out there, but there are a lot of people
out
there.
Look, right here.
People are sick.
Here's Keith in the car. Keith, what are you doing tonight with the Celtics?
I'm going to be rooting for them, but I think rooting for the team and being completely apathetic to the whole situation that's gone on this year is kind of two different things. Like, do I want them to win an NBA championship? Absolutely. But
at what cost?
They have all of this talent, and I've never seen a team, and the 11 Red Sox didn't go this bad. I've never seen a team go from being loved, have heart, balls, grit, whatever you want to call it, to absolutely being gutless in 1 year with the same exact guys. And I think that's the frustration that people have, is not so much that they're losing, blowing games, it's how they're doing it. And then coming out and having, you know, the so-called basketball genius say, I don't care. How can you root for that team, really? Unless you're a homer and you want the team to win, obviously. But
yeah, you know what? You know what's kind of funny too.
LeBron.
You know what's kind of funny too.
And we've got LeBron that can't finish the game, so that's why people are frustrated.
All right,
and they just want the national nightmare to be over.
Well, you've got a lesser version. You got a lesser version of him. You don't have LeBron.
You know what's interesting is Kyrie said that the other day too. You know, talking about shots and this and that, you know, your lowest scoring. I don't care about that. But then he knew how many times he shot. Shot 22. I need to shoot 30 now.
I think that was his point. You have LeBron.
Pick and choose.
The guy that speaks out and says all this crazy stuff that you hate. He just can't finish games.
Yeah.
Wow.
LeBron personality, not basketball ability.
Yeah, but who has ever made the case that he's as good as LeBron or has the ability of LeBron? Nobody.
Right, but you put up with the stuff that LeBron does because he's LeBron James.
Yeah, but you put up with this with a lot of players in this league that are not a LeBron James. There's a lot of guys in this league that have headaches.
So that I know we're
that bring you headaches.
Killing the player.
That can't scratch what LeBron is.
We're killing the player. Does anybody say the responsibility lies with Danny Ainge for putting this together and disrupting what you had last year and adding to it? I mean, but.
But here's what does lie with Danny Ainge.
See, Kyrie was here last year. People lose that.
And I haven't heard the Celtics complain once about Kyrie. But let me tell you, if he walks out the door, I fully expect they will bury this guy. You will know everything and every bad thing that I ever did here. Okay, Bob Holler will know every prescription that was in his in his medicine chest if he leaves. I guarantee that. However, I haven't heard them really publicly out him or complain about him or bitch about the Kyrie experience to this point, right? I don't think that's happened.
We're having a coach on in 20 minutes.
All I've said about this is that they should have known that they were getting into this.
That you're 100% right about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
They knew this. They knew they were getting into this.
Well, that's this league.
And by the way, I don't think they're looking to get out of this, guys. So all the Celtics fans that are looking to say, get out of town, Kyrie, see you later, bye. I don't think that your GM or your owner agree with you.
Right.
They don't agree
with you.
You
know what they want to do? They want to win.
They want to keep him, they want to continue to put pieces around him.
They need him. You need him. They need him to win. It doesn't look good
right
now.
And I'm with those guys. I'm with Danny. I'm with that crew. I think they know what they're doing.
Kyrie, stay.
They would like to keep Kyrie. I bet Danny would love to get Anthony Davis and land him this summer. I'm on board with that. I think I'm 100%. You go do
so,
it.
So you're tired of the little engine that could. The chug.
Yeah, I don't need that old, like, oh, likable young guys. Yay.
Grit.
No, I'm good. I'm all set with that.
Good grit.
I'll take the winning a-holes any day of the week. Yep. No problem.
Yeah. You guys want the don't pay attention till April
sure.
team. No yeah. regular season, just yeah, playoff
coast,
team.
Just yes. sort of coast and then pay attention
absolutely.
When the winning happens in the spring. Yep, that's cool. Could do that.
Yep.
Isn't that the best NBA experience? That's how most NBA fans like approach the year on the good teams. You know, show up, sit there, maybe take a nap if you have courtside seats.
It's nice having all the big teams in the playoffs when it's playoff time around here. It's nice. Just tune in playoffs every year.
617-779-0985. McCone has your headlines. Eric Bledsoe had some interesting comments about the Celtics in their last game about when he sort of saw a turning point in the Celtics. But the Celtics saying all the right things today. Including Marcus Morris, but we'll tell you about that thing that Eric Bledsoe had to say. And also, Brad Stevens will join us live in 20 minutes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's an app. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
So, do you come to Milwaukee often?
Well, I'm a regular visitor here, but Milwaukee has certainly had its share of visitors. The French missionaries and explorers were coming here as early as the late 1600s to trade with the Native Americans.
In fact, isn't Milwaukee an Indian name?
Yes, Pete, it is. Actually, it's pronounced Miliwake, which is Algonquin for the good land.
Celtics and Bucks tonight in game number 5. Someone check on Paul Pierce. Make sure he's doing okay. Zach Lowe had a story with Eric Bledsoe who pinpointed the moment in game 4.
This is really bad for Pierce.
When the Celtics started dropping their heads. The play came at around the 11:20 mark of the fourth quarter when Milwaukee's defense forced a Celtics shot clock violation by switching on a Kyrie Irving, Al Horford pick and roll and then rotating when Horford dished it to the perimeter. Here's what Lowe wrote. Horford kicked it to Smart, but Middleton was already rotating there. No dice. Smart drove and kicked it up top to Jason Tatum, but Middleton had peeled over to Tatum after passing Smart onto Bledsoe. Tatum had to pump fake and dribble inside the arc, and the shot clock expired. You could tell, Bledsoe said of the play, that everybody on Boston started dropping their heads. 11:20 to go in the game. He started waving the white flag.
I also dropped my head on that play. That was brutal.
And that was it. That was the moment where they just said, forget it. We're done. We are done. And there was also that stretch, and we had a caller earlier who said it, you know, when you had the refs on your side. The Celtics had the refs on their side in this game.
Yeah.
You had stretches where you had Middleton and Giannis on the bench together, and the Celtics could generate nothing.
19-9, they beat you during that time.
After that, there was a transition, though. The refs just let Giannis do whatever he wanted to. At that point, when he came back in the game, he came back and on offense and defense committed fouls and didn't get called. But you know what? At that point, the game was over anyway, so it didn't matter.
617-779-0985. Let's get back to your calls as we get ready for a game 5 between the Bucks and Celtics with Brad Stevens set to join us just 10 minutes from now. Here on Zolak and Bertrand. Louie's in the car. What's up, Louie?
What's going on? I think tonight's a real big night for Coach Stevens. And if Kyrie gets off to a bad start, he's going to have to really bench Kyrie at the second half and let the young kids do what they got to do and take us to the glory land because he won't be here next year.
So you think the team will be better with him on the bench?
if he starts off in a shooting slump like he has, you got no other choice. Let the kids do what they got to do.
There's two ways that it goes. Jim, we talked about this yesterday. Kyrie either comes out and tries to take a million shots like he discussed doing postgame after game four. I should have shot 30 times.
What's his number tonight?
Or he goes the other way. Okay, I'll let the rest of you do the shooting.
He doesn't do that.
You have it.
You don't go
if
out
if he
that
comes
way.
Out and starts deferring, then he's definitely
done.
Gone.
He's done. Gone.
I mean, great. It's out. You might as well lose tomorrow night. Tonight.
I tell you what, I'll give him more credit, and I'd actually want him even more if he comes out and just says, I'm going to try and go off tonight.
Yeah. Well, as he already said today, he said, let it fly. His message to his teammates is let it fly. Let's let it fly.
Hey, thanks, leader. Like, you're one of the guys that don't believe in him. Like, we've had those captains, too. You just roll the eyes when they speak because you don't believe in anything they say. You make everything about them. Then when they need you, you speak up. Hey, let's go team. Fly. Like I said, you want to do something to break the ice tonight a little bit? You know, bring the friend stuff in. Give them the T-shirts.
That's a perfect comment for Kyrie, by the way.
What?
Because he looks good if he takes over and wins, and he looks good if the teammates take over and win because, Kyrie told them to.
Yeah, let it fly,
it's
baby.
A perfect situation for him.
They let it fly, I let it fly.
So if they win, either way, he's getting credit.
Let it fly.
After the game, you can hear it already. Like I told him before the game, I told him to let it fly.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like that movie, Signs. Remember the aliens came? And the guy with the bat? What the hell is his name? Where's Hardy when I need him? Good for movies.
Pizza Delaware.
Let it fly.
Hey, Pete, what's up?
Hey, before I get to my main point, to respond to that last call, how about benching Kyrie. How about benching Gordon Hayward, who has 12 points in the last 87 minutes he's played? Maybe holding that guy accountable before you hold Kyrie accountable would be a good start. Just my own opinion. But my main point about Kyrie is I don't like the guy, but here's the problem. If he goes, it changes the entire perception of the organization with other NBA players. The same guys you need to recruit, which you won't, because you are going to be embarrassed by losing a superstar. So I don't know what people think about they want to see this team without Kyrie. Well, without Kyrie, you're not getting Anthony Davis, and you're not getting meetings with other big players. Everything will be gone. I mean, this is a disaster if the guy goes. And I can't stand him, but stars are stars, and I want them all.
I'm with you. I'm a star guy. Star bleeper. Give me the stars. Give me the stars, McCone. Give me the stars on my NBA team. That's what I crave. Stars. Stars.
I don't think he's the player we thought he was. I really don't.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
He may not be.
Yeah.
No, hey, I fully admit that. He may not be. May not be that guy.
What do you do? Then
still
after
want
this?
Him.
What do you do after this?
You're
a basketball guy. I mean, you watch this league. You like this league. You like the way these teams are built. You lose this guy, and without Horford basically going in a walk here, and you've got your, you know, you can't deal Gordon Hayward anywhere. What the hell are you going to do if this guy leaves?
I'm in the minority because I would let him walk. And I think the injury history is a huge concern moving forward. I don't think him and Anthony Davis are going to be good enough to win a championship.
His knee hasn't entered my mind one time this season. Is his knee?
If you're going to give him a max contract,
I don't think you're in the minority anymore.
Yeah.
You're not in the minority anymore.
No, but it's not just because, I don't like this guy's attitude. Ultimately, I think that if he's your leader and he's going to be, even if you have Anthony Davis, I don't think he can be the leader of a championship
team. I still don't think you're in the minority by saying that. I think that more than 50% of Celtics fans have come around to your way of thinking.
Yeah.
I don't think you're in the minority, McCone. I think you're now representing the majority now.
Do you give a chance for this to turn around, though? If this turns around and they win this series, somehow come back from 3-1? Because I'm going to keep an open mind. If this happens and he shows us, I'll say I was wrong.
Oh, my God, but I love
this. Do you still give it a chance, McCone?
This thing is over. Yeah, there is not a chance in the world.
Oh, great. It would be the greatest thing ever.
I will have the most obnoxious crossover with the morning show that you will ever see if the Celtics turn us around and Kyrie pulls this thing out.
Oh, that would be fun.
Why would that be the case, though?
Because you're already out. You say you're done. You doubled down. You're out. You're done. Rich said he's done on Kyrie. He's out. He's Mr. Basketball. Right? You know, so he's the NBA guy here. Station. Rich. He's done with Kyrie. He's already cashed out. Cashed out. Doesn't want him. Please turn it around. Please. Like, I just want
the Celtics to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't care about Rich. I don't care about anybody else.
Oh, super fan.
Well, I'm already rooting for the team.
I don't care if I'm right. I hope I'm wrong. Well, I hope I'm wrong.
No, no,
I
hope,
I think a lot of people hope they're right.
Do we understand we are all rooting for the Celtics? Everybody wants the Celtics.
Everyone here is rooting for the Celtics.
It is not good. And people think that
ratings. For Zoe and I, it would be double. It would be that the Celtics win and we're right.
Yeah.
I mean, what's better than that?
Yes, because we're all Kyrie guys. And for people that understand, think like, oh, you really get your local teams because it makes your ratings and your drama better. No. No. It is directly correlated to the success of teams. When teams go deep, ratings are good for anybody. Sheesh. Eat that one, McCone.
So Zoe's rooting for ratings.
I'm rooting.
I don't know what he's rooting for.
I'm rooting for myself.
I don't know anymore. It's now me? He's rooting for himself.
And all my friends.
SZ16. Brad Stevens joins us next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub, simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. We welcome in the head coach of the Boston Celtics, who play Game 5 tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. It's Brad Stevens with us. Hi, Brad. Hello,
Coach.
Hey, guys.
Hey, sorry, Coach. How you doing?
Out there for a second.
Hey, obviously, backs against the wall tonight. You've been in this spot before. All right, you're four games deep into the series, even going back to the first game that you guys won. Things have changed. What's imperative tonight? What has to happen for your team not to get eliminated tonight that you see when you look at the, especially the way these last three games have gone?
Yeah, I think when you look at the last three games, it's a pretty similar story, right? I mean, I think it's a one possession game, two and a half quarters in, maybe even to the 2 or 3 minute mark in the third. And then they go on a little run and we don't respond. And I think the biggest thing is we, you know, even in game one, we had a big lead in the first half. They went on their run and we responded. Like, you have to be able in these games to stay in the moment, play the next play the right way, and, you know, focus on what you need to do to control that possession. Doesn't always work out that way, but I think we've gotten too haphazard on both ends in some of our runs that they've had against us. And that's been costly. I mean, when you go back and look at it and you're watching film and getting ready in both these games, you know, we're up in the third at times, we're up in the second at times, and we haven't responded well during those runs. We should expect more of those tonight, especially on their home floor. And then it's about how you step up to that.
Team's down 3-1, as I'm sure you know, face long odds in these situations, and players can sort of panic in those situations or face extra stress in those situations. Is there any message from you to your players about sort of blocking that noise out and just focusing on tonight?
You know, we always talk about focusing on one possession at a time and that every possession matters. We haven't always been a great example of that, but that is a constant phrase, and I think that helps you when you're up 3-0 against the Pacers and have a chance to win that series in four, because you're focused on what's next, you know. And here it should help in that the only thing important is this possession. You just stay in that moment, you do your job to the best of your ability, and let everything else take care of itself. And again, I think we have through the first two and a half, three quarters, but it's a 48-minute game, and we've just got to be better longer.
Yeah, Coach, we've talked to you for a while now. We sort of know you, and you get the gist of the fans here, and you've always had that unified front where you guys do things as a team together on the court, off the court. How much does it bug you when one of your players, and I know the game's in hand, left the court with time still left on the clock?
You know, I didn't really even see it or hear when it was. Like, if the clock is running down and somebody walks off and there's 1 or 2 seconds left, And I don't know what the time was. I guess I don't think too much of it. I mean, there's not really anything you can do at that point. The other team's just dribbling it out. It's not like college where both teams go and shake hands. Does it always feel like a great look? I mean, that's up for others to decide, but I didn't see how much time was left or if it was like during a dead ball or live ball. I wasn't really paying attention. So it's probably not best for me to comment on that particular situation. But generally, if the clock is winding down, the buzzer is about to sound, and somebody starts that walk towards the locker room, I don't think too much of it.
Kyrie seemed to indicate that he maybe should have shot more in the last game than he did, maybe somewhere around 30 shots, and that he may do that, you know, as this series progresses. Do you think he maybe should shoot more?
Well, first of all, I thought he had great looks. And, you know, sometimes the ball just doesn't go in. But I did think, like, especially, again, you go back even the first quarter, I mean, he had shots that we will take 10 out of 10 times. I felt really good about the shots we generated, especially in that first half. And it was, you know, it was, I think, it was not a good sign that we were only up two, because I thought we had a bunch of opportunities. Now, they missed some too, but it was a hard play game on both ends, and that's part of it. So, listen, if Kyrie is open or has a step on somebody, we want him to shoot. We want him to score. And that just comes down to making the next right read on every play. The other thing that probably shouldn't get lost in the shuffle is he had 10 assists and could have had like 20. I thought he really did a good job distributing the ball the other day. The ball didn't go in the basket for him. And that's sometimes happens. But the way that he distributed it, I trust his decision-making, whether it is to shoot it or to make the right pass.
It looks like they get Brogdon back tonight. How much does that change things for you? I know you get you had Marcus back. Will he play a little more potentially tonight? And I know, hey, can't leave anything out there. And it's sort of an elimination.
Yeah, you can't. I thought he looked rusty the other night, though. So we'll see. We'll play that by ear. That's not his fault, obviously. It's,
right.
You know, 5 weeks off. That's a hard thing to come back from. You know, we'll see how the game plays itself out. Obviously, we love Marcus and we love his competitiveness and what he brings to the table. You know, I think Brogdon's a really good player, but that didn't change how they play. It's another guy that can shoot it, drive it, make reads for others, and you know, put you on your heels, especially when you're closing out from those Giannis passes.
Gordon Hayward has seemed to struggle here as of late. Why do you think that is over the last three games for him?
Yeah, I think obviously he struggled to make shots, and again, I think some of that is within your control, some of it isn't. But I think ultimately, I don't lose sleep over that too much. I think the playmaking has still been good, especially again if you go to the last couple first halves, getting into the paint, making plays for others. I do not think I've done a good job of settling us down when we need to be settled down, and that's one of the things that I need to really do a better job of, and helping put all these guys, and Gordon included, in better spots with calls. So that'll be one of the things that we'll focus on tonight. You know, if we're not scoring early in the clock, in the first 4 to 6 seconds, they're not going to be a team you're just going to penetrate on the first side of the floor and get a good look on. You have to get it to the other side of the floor. You have to get a second action involved. You have to get a second penetration involved. Otherwise, they're long, they're active, they play really hard. They're going to cover that. And so, you know, from my standpoint, I got to help us more when we don't have those early attacks. And I think that'll help everybody, you know, hopefully play a little bit better.
Yeah, when they're in their flow too, and they get some of their picks and switches and mismatches. There's been a couple times where like Kyrie has had Giannis. You know, ideally, I'm sure that's not the type of defense you guys want to play. Is that from the player standpoint where you kind of get caught up in it, or is there something you could do to change that up?
There's always going to be times in the game, Scott, where you have to switch out of necessity because it's the biggest threat on the court. And then there are times in the game where you've got to make sure you're not doing anything, or you do everything to maintain your matchup. I thought we could have done a better job of that in some cases last game. But again, I thought, like, I went back and we watched the whole first quarter as a team yesterday because we played really, really well. we have to bottle that for the whole game, and regardless of circumstance, not get caught up in the emotions or the flow of the game. You know, I think it's been one of our things we've struggled with all year is not responding to runs against other teams, and really trying to hit home runs and becoming a little bit less solid on both ends of the court. And that's not a one person thing. That's an entire team thing. And we all have to do better. But there's no question that we want to maintain our matchups on Giannis as much as possible, because he is a handful, and he's a handful no matter who's on him.
Aaron Baines, I know that he may have tweaked something game one, but is he dealing with something right now? And has that impacted his minutes in this series?
No. I mean, he's got a sore ankle, but he's able to play. And you know, what impacts the minutes more is that, you know, when he's come off the bench, there's not that many guys to guard. Like the other day, you know, he finds himself on Ilyasova, and he's basically running from the rim to close out at the 3-point line. And those are hard covers for him, hard covers for any, I'd say, traditional big, the way that they play with that second unit. So it's one of those things that often off the bench, that sometimes is a difficult matchup. We'll continue to look at the best ways to utilize him and put him in the best position to play. But the way that they play with that small skilled lineup and the way that they can play defensively with that lineup on the other end has made it a little bit more difficult to play him off the bench.
I know you've talked, and you just mentioned a minute ago, some of the runs that Milwaukee has gone on. And I know we've talked to you before, maybe last season, but how do you sort of decide when to use a timeout when another team is on a run? How do you go through that process in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just depends on who's in the game for you, where you feel you can get a look to stymie that, whether or not you can score, how many timeouts you have left. You know, obviously you want to have those at the end of the game, but the end of the game when you're down 20 doesn't matter how many you have left. You know, we've done it where I've looked at games and I've said I should have called one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.